bringing it back to the topic of solar power and the solar industry here in the great state of Arizona. We've just heard from Catherine Kent of the Solar Store, her interpretation of what APS's concerns are. Catherine?
Yes, sir.
Kevin Krause? What's the solar industry's perspective on APS's concerns?
Well, the solar industry, realizes the background, we realize the basis, but we're trying to develop a long-term energy source that's available. And in fact, maybe the problem is the way that the rate structure has been determined and the basis of that decision is behind us. We need to maybe look at and go through the corporation commissions and the tariff scheduling and say, what's really going on here? If the utilities aren't able to recoup their whole costs through the through their flat monthly fee, maybe that evaluation needs to be changed.
I don't know the numbers, but I've seen two studies, one by APS that say it's costing $60 million a year, and another by the solar industry say they're benefiting by $10 million a year. They're about $70 million a year apart on their assessment of the situation.
If I recall correctly, we talked about this the other day. With statistics, you can make anything true, depending on how you evaluate it. But in reality, I think it's the when they put the boundary around their studies, and one of them has a very small boundary, which is only looking at what it's costing today or this year, versus what's going to be the net benefit to the system in 20 years. I think the telling thing for me is if solar is such a horrible thing and it's just being bad for the utilities, why are all of our utilities putting in megawatts of solar right now? The question begs an answer, I'm sure.
Well, how many plants do we have? Of course, we have the big one down by Gila Bend. What other ones have we got?
I couldn't even tell you they've gotten so big. I mean, I remember 10 years ago that Tucson Electric Power actually for a very brief period had the benefit of having the largest solar system in the world, or at least North America.
Wow.
Up in Springerville. And at that time, I think it was like, 7 megawatts or something. Teeny comparison to what's going on right now.
You were giving me an interesting statistic about where Tucson lives. Arizona should own the solar industry, shouldn't it?
Oh, we should.
I mean, we should own the industry. And there was an article or some statistics on rating solar generation per kilowatt per population. And Where does Arizona fall in that scheme?
Well, I think the data was very interesting, and it was quite fun, that number 7 in the kilowatts per ratepayer is Tucson Electric Power.
Okay.
And then number 7 in the total number of kilowatts was also Tucson Electric Power.
Okay.
So, the Unisource, the parent organization. But, we would all expect that Pacific Gas and Electric out of California has got the number one of all amounts of kilowatts. But it's this little utility in Ohio that has the highest number per ratepayer.
Interesting.
It's something like, 215, watts per ratepayer or something like that.
Any other Arizona cities in the top 20?
The list was only the top 10, and no. Only Tucson Electric Power.
Okay, well, that's kind of heartbreaking. Were any other surprises in there?
I think all of the ones I didn't know any of the utilities above Tucson Electric Power and the number per highest per ratepayer. But I think that's because that's once again the statistics thing. So you can have a relatively small system but very few ratepayers, and all of a sudden the numbers are out.
It reminds me of one of my favorite Marshall Trimble stories. He tells us that in the early 1900s, the town of Maricopa, Arizona, had the highest concentration of car ownership per capita. There were 18 people and 2 cars, 1 in 9. 1 in 9 people owned cars. So I guess it could be a function of that kind of statistical analysis, right?
Yep, absolutely.
Let's go to other electrical generating options that we have. How many wind, and I know there's a difference between a windmill and a wind turbine. Windmills pump water. Wind turbines make electricity. How many wind systems have you put in?
Oh, I would probably say close to 50.
Yeah.
Most of them off-grid, though, I have to say.
Well, I imagine. Now, how are they in comparison? I mean, if I'm going to be off-grid for a 2,000-square-foot, two-bedroom, three-bathroom house and solar, I'm going to have a $60,000 system on my roof, aren't I?
Or more.
Okay. What am I going to spend in power in a wind turbine?
Well, probably more than half of the systems that I've installed are for 400 watts, you know, the small ones that were made up in Flagstaff, the wind seekers and stuff like that. So it's an off-grid home, so already their energy use is very, very low.
Nominal.
We work really hard with people to sort of just whittle that down as much as possible. But they do have some also in other companies throughout, especially in the Midwest. There's a couple companies like Berge and stuff that have, you know, a 1,100 watt and a 3,000 watt. So those are pretty big size wind generators. But you have to keep in mind, those are based on the wind being at 27 miles an hour to produce that amount of power.
How many places in Arizona can count on that kind of wind?
On a consistent basis, none.
Not very many, huh?
No.
Pretty nominal. I'm thinking Williams. I'm thinking Chino Valley. I'm thinking...
Wilcox.
Yeah, okay.
Some places around the Palominas area, too.
Geographically challenged a little bit for sustaining that kind of wind power. When we get back, more on solar energy, alternative energy, and your questions at 1-888-767-4348.